Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming back at you here on a Monday morning. Monday, December the 11th, 2023, 18 minutes past the hour. What a loaded agenda tonight at City Council. Pay raises for City Council, pay raises for Mayor, Law Director, Auditor. We'll be there covering it all tonight. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Fruitcake Toss coming up on Thursday, 7 p.m. A whole lot of stuff going on there. We'll have Buckeyes for everybody free, otherwise known as Chestnuts because it is the Christmas season. A plaque thanks to Bob Welsh for the winner of this event, four passes to the Columbus Zoo Lights. We will also have a plaque for the WGH personality who throws the fruitcake the farthest. We'll have singing. It's really going to be the event of the season. On Thursday night at 7 p.m., and that program, if you don't make it out to the Fruitcake Toss, will air that night at 9:15 on this station. So don't miss that for love nor money. The WGH Christmas Party coming up, which will be an on-air special Tuesday, December the 19th, 7:15 until 9 p.m., right around the corner as well. Let's see. What else do we have going on here? Well, let's take the phone call, and we'll come back to this momentarily here. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I still haven't heard from Chip.
Really? You haven't heard anything from him?
No. He has my number, and Chip, if you're listening, I need you to call me so we can get our time set up so that way I know what time to come get you.
Yeah, we'll have to get a message. If we don't hear anything by tomorrow, maybe we can just call the Kroger out there. I'm sure they know how to reach him.
Yeah, because he took my number down when I saw him, and I told him, I need you to get a hold of me, that way we can, because I have several people to pick up, that way we can coordinate our schedules.
Yeah, well, you know what, I'm sure, are you excited? We're 4 days away.
Yes.
It's the event of the season this year.
Well, I guess the thing that is really intriguing is the science behind it, because like we've always said, if you just throw it as hard as you can, it's probably more than likely just going to go like straight up.
Yep.
And back, right back down. And then if you try to, you know, do the alternative and it hits the ground, you're done for. So there really is an art to it.
There really, you got to have a little bit of strength and a little bit of technique, and that's really where it all comes into play. I thought you were going to say you weren't sure about the hot chocolate.
Oh, I might just bring my own. I mean, there's a gas station on every corner.
That is true. But, you know, the holiday season's in full bloom. And, you know, we had a great time in Cleveland last night. Have you ever been up to Cleveland during the holiday season?
No.
It's very good up there. And it is sure.
Maybe you can invite me sometime.
Well, you could have come with us last night.
I would have been the life of the party.
We're a friendly group as we travel around.
You know, I saw on YouTube where you can get kits to make those lamps yourself.
Oh, the leg lamps?
Yeah, and I thought that'd be really cute, trying to stick my ham hocks in one of those.
You know, I will tell you what, that is the cellar up there. My gosh, they even have leg lamp cookie cutters.
It's like a whole thing.
Merchandising galore, but hey, we did check it out on Friday night, Scherzer Park over there.
So I told you the right thing Friday afternoon.
Yes, we walked down there Friday night after the show. I was downtown Marion walking around.
Midnight. I think that's great.
Yeah. So
we have strong leadership in this community, we should acknowledge that.
And we'll see what happens tonight.
Oh, let the games begin.
Yeah.
Forget about hot chocolate. Who's bringing the popcorn tonight?
We'll see how many people are left by the time Thursday comes around.
Oh, boy. Have a good show, Scott.
Hey, thanks. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I'm sure everybody will be civil tonight. I just think it's an interesting topic. Pay raises are a very interesting topic, and how will it all fall? Will it fall to a veto by the mayor? Will it even pass? You know, it might not pass. A lot of people might have questions after everything that's been going on, all these fines, so on and so forth. Who knows? 740-751-4038. The phone lines are open if you have anything to say. Again, Fruitcake Toss coming up on Thursday. And just to make it clear, because I don't want any backlash, because we have so many good things going on Fruitcake Toss night, there may or may not be hot chocolate. If there is hot chocolate, that'll be good. We'll all be warm. It'll all be happy. If we don't, what can you do? And I'll tell you, I'm a little nervous because the last 2 years, for whatever reason, I've lost my voice on Fruitcake Night. I don't know.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello? Hello?
Oh, I think we lost our caller there. If that's you, call back in. We always like hearing from our listeners out there in the listening audience. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you. All right. A lot of topics. Like I say, Fruitcake Toss. Christmas party coming up next week. Boy, oh boy, this big city council meeting tonight, that's on everybody's mind. Things for the holidays, 14 days left until Christmas. I haven't done a bit of shopping yet. You know, it's a whole procession type of thing. Because I haven't done any shopping, which means I haven't done any buying, which means I haven't done any wrapping. You know, it's pressure time.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, I called just moments ago. Did you get a ring at your place?
I got a ring, but nothing when I tried to put you up on the air.
Well, it must be the phone in the other room that I use, and it rang, and I looked at the number, and I was ringing the right number, so I got a different phone, so maybe things will work out okay.
Yeah, how's it going?
Have you got time for a chit-chat?
I've always got time.
Well, you know what I like to do. I like to bug you on your trips and everything like that, and poke fun at you. Are you ready for that? Since you had a busy weekend.
You know, I'm in the holiday spirit. I can take it.
Well, good for you. Pertaining to the trip up there, who done the driving?
You know, that's an interesting question.
No, it's a positive question, and I'd like to know the answer.
Now,
I got a little nitpicking in between there. Go ahead.
Now listen. Now, I'm not going to say this is true, but what if I said I did the driving? Would you believe that?
That's all I'd like to know, because there's going to be furthermore in that little episode, and I'll get on with several things that I just want you to answer if I'm allowed to.
No, that's... That's
your time.
I must tell the truth. I did not drive.
Well, that's okay. I don't need the real person driving. But here's what I'm really interested in, Scott: the seating arrangement. What kind of vehicle you're in? Most vehicles today have got two bucket seats. They haven't got the bench seat up front where you can get your girlfriend, hug her up, and give her a kiss or hold hands while you're driving, because you're supposed to have both hands on the wheel. But anyhow. Who was sitting up front? The driver.
Who was the driver of the event last night?
Well, if you want to say the driver, and who was sitting up in the passenger seat with the driver?
Well, as near as I can remember last
night. Well, you're giving a lot of beating around the bush on this episode.
Well, I don't know. You know, I feel like I'm in one of those interrogations right now. I don't.
Well, you are. You're in whatever you can be in. The Supreme Court asking these questions, but I didn't ask you to put your hand on the Bible.
No. You know, I'll tell you the truth, and the truth of the matter is, we got in and out of the car so often, it wasn't the same configuration every time.
Well, okay, but I mean, when you left Marion and went up there, who was in the front seat and the passenger seat, the driver in the passenger seat?
Well, I do know that Sean was in the driver's seat.
Did down, you know who was there because you was in the back seat with who?
Well, I don't know that I was in the back seat. I could have been in the passenger seat.
Well, there isn't three seats unless you went in a van or something. You may have that opportunity to be in different seats and other than a trio seats combination or a double combination, which, like I say, four-seater, or if it's a little crowded, five-passenger, but I believe there was four occupants, right?
There were four occupants. The car was very full. It was a car.
Well, no kidding.
Yeah, it was a car.
Was it a convertible?
No. You know, you got to save those for summer.
Yeah. Anyhow, Scott, well, you're not coming across too good there, but here, I got a couple other questions. First of all, the eatery you had up there, TT's, that was a joint. And, you know, the word joint comes up a lot now since marijuana was passed legal, you know. Was that that kind of a joint?
No. This was a
joint, and back in my days, was just a kind of a place that was okay, but it wasn't a real fancy facility.
No, I got to tell you, this was a very fancy place. Of course, it did have a bar because they did have tequila there, but it was a very, very nice, well-lit establishment, very colorful, Christmas decorations up. Beautiful place.
That was a slip of your tongue and joint, right? Because I used to say
yeah,
joint.
That probably was. Do you want to know the seating arrangements at dinner?
Most generally, it's a round table or of what kind?
No,
it was
a rectangular table.
Well, see, now you're asking me a question. I'll answer that real quickly for you. If it was a booth, two and two, I'd know who was sitting two and two.
Well, it was not a booth, I will say that, but there were two on one side and two on the other.
I was just doing that. I was just wondering about the two young couples, and I could go that way, and the two elders. Your cousin and you up front and the two young couples in the back.
Oh, on the car on the way up there?
Oh, you know what I'm talking about, yeah.
Well, you know, it's hazy, to be honest with you.
Okay. Anyhow, Scott, yes, I was up there to the park at Searchers Park after the broadcast the other day. I heard that there was a discrimination you didn't believe and understood that there was a sign up there.
Yes, I saw it 100% on Friday.
Uh-huh. And you know what? That was, I went up there also to witness that and see that. And like I say, I get around a little bit, but not a whole lot. But on that sign, you know, the planning committee, I don't think was too good at planning that because when I was up there, why would you have a nice big, and I mean, that's a big board there with a lot of stuff on it, that why would you have all that? And it was facing nowhere. It wasn't facing to the public. It's just in the alley. As you know, you went up there.
I did. And, you know, it's sad to me. And I don't know if this is the lack of news in this town, much like the city council meeting tonight, but nobody knew anything about it. You know, there had to be some kind of dedication.
Well, yeah, but did you notice all the wording? And I know you notice it because you're one of those type of people. And I kind of just an old run-of-the-mill guy. But it was all, and it still is, all the wording and stuff is in advance of the promotion and the ceremony for the next mayor coming up and this and that. Did you catch on to that? If you just happened to come in on the weekend and read that sign, you'd be a little confused, wouldn't you?
You know, it is interesting. I did take a look at that, and one of the things that I thought was interesting in it, if you read it all the way through, it gives the dates that Mayor Schertzer was mayor, but it says he was the second longest serving mayor. Now, it's my understanding that when January 1st comes, he'll have been tied with Jack Kellogg. So I'm not really sure how that was written either. I don't know. I was confused.
Yeah, that's right. And I don't know. I use the word marquee, but that isn't a marquee. That's just a significant thing awarding the two people, Mayor Kellogg and Mayor Schertzer, at the time of the involvement, 1995, that was dedicated to Jack Kellogg, correct?
The
1995, yes.
Yeah. Now, what was dedicated with Jack Kellogg?
the Jack Kellogg, that was that with Founders Park was Jack Kellogg.
You know, I think so, but, you know, I'm not totally sure, to be honest with you, because there used to be a radio station that I worked at, WDCM, that was right across the street from Founders Park, and it seems to me, now this would have been after Jack Kellogg, I'm pretty sure, that they were doing some work over there. So, what do you know the year that Founders Park opened? Is it 2000 or 95? Was that it?
Well, the first one... Yeah, and it was said Jack Kellogg, and then here's the wording of it. I had me a little piece of paper, but I haven't got it with me. But it said something about Jack Kellogg, and it was Founders Park, I believe. That was during, and then it said it was then went larger. That was just a footprint compared to now. In other words, saying it's just a footprint, unless they're talking about Bigfoot. But just a footprint compared to Searchers. Park because it's extended and made a lot bigger. You got that reading correct?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And I think if it was in the 90s, then yeah, it was Jack Kellogg. But it just
95.
Yeah, that would have been because Kellogg came in office in 92. So yeah, that would have been right. But I don't know. And I was also wondering because I didn't make it out there this weekend. It was kind of a busy weekend. But I know Kellogg Parkway was named for Jack Kellogg, and I don't know if they have one of those boards out there. I don't know if they do or not.
Well, I'm not sure on that either, but anyhow, getting back to that, I'm spending a lot of time on that. I didn't want to do that, but then it down there at the bottom, the board, they unanimously made that change for Scott Searcher.
Yeah, you know something else, and again, I this is no opinion or negativity at all, but what I couldn't figure out was at the bottom, it lists the park board, and then it lists Mayor Schertzer and a whole bunch of other people that might have been... See, I couldn't figure out what that was. I couldn't figure out if that was the park board, if they all were part of the park board, or...
Yes, exactly, the park board. I didn't know we had all the boards in the city, but we got a lot of boards, and that's what it was. And they emphasized that it was unanimously pronounced for... Scott Searcher. You know, Scott Searcher, his name, I never really, I've seen it in print and everything, you know, but the spelling of Searcher is just like Smeltzer, S-M-E-L-T-Z-E-R, and Searcher's last initial, Z-E-R, you know. I thought, boy, why couldn't he live on Smeltzer Road, you know?
You know, I was thinking, if I could just get this park commission, maybe I could get, like, the Scott Spears pothole in a park or something.
Yeah, you could have that. And then, as you drive around that, notice the big steel girders right there in that little alley, like, that goes through there. It isn't on a main thoroughfare. It isn't on Church Street, or it isn't on South Main. It's the little girder and those big stall girders and that big, big transformer up there. Boy, I'll tell you, the question I was going to try to get emphasis on, do you have any idea that what was... was that city property when they built that park on there? Because Schaffner and Denzer, I think, was right there on the corner. Did they obtain that property, the city of Marion? And then usually when there's vacant stuff taken down, the city puts a park on there or something like that?
Yeah, I think that's what happened. Because, I think it was private property at one point, and then when the building was gone, the city decided this would be a good place for a park.
That's the way usually the city does. They obtain that kind of stuff, maybe for commercial use later on, too. I don't know if they could take a park away and then put it in a commercial business good for the community and stuff like that. I don't know that. But anyhow, we'll get back to the thing. Hey, up there in Cleveland, that tree center that you was talking about, what kind of trees are there? I took them to be Christmas trees lit up, but was they hardwood, softwood, and like that? You said trees, and that takes in a large variety.
They were artificial Christmas trees, and they were decorated. Each tree had a theme to it, so it was very interesting.
Oh, that's what I was wondering about when you said that. That was one of the main questions I was wondering about. Like that, that seemed like that would really be pretty interesting in seeing. Was they all sized and everything, and how was they? Was they in the whole room of that? area there?
Yeah, when you first walk in, it's a theater, but it's got an enormous lobby. And when you walk in, there are just trees everywhere.
Okay, that's a good on that. And you said that your staff walked from Delaware Avenue facility, and you walked up to uptown area to see the new park sign.
Yes.
And now, did you walk up and walk back?
Yeah, we walked back too. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that reminded me of the old days when the schoolhouse. You, that trio of yours, you, the two younger and yourself, you had to walk uphill and walk home down up both ways, didn't you? Because Columbia Street lays in about.
We did. And by the time we got to the funeral home, I thought I might have to lay down.
Well, or they'd take you in and have facility for you.
They did, but it was decorated beautifully, so I don't think I would have minded.
And let's see, what else was I going to ask you? Is going to dig you? Boy, I got you hung up on one thing. I'm not let go of that. But the sign up there and everything, you know, maybe they can, I don't know. I just, to me, the planning committee on that and the location, whenever you build anything or do anything, at least I've done it all my life and chose a spot to build something on or something like that, I kind of plan and see how the positioning and stuff would be, but I don't think a little small print. And thing was, I was in my vehicle, and I could park underneath that big steel girder and stuff there, and I could read it, but then I have to move the car up because the girder was blocking it from the alley part. I call it an alley. It is an accessible alley part through there. But I hadn't moved the car up, but there wasn't nobody there on the morning I was up there, so it didn't bother any traffic jam or anything like that. But they got the others, too. When you come out of there, back there, and then go up onto Main Street, they got that other parking, diagonal park instead of parallel. And boy, oh boy, when you look south for a car coming north up there across there, boy, that's a hazard place to try to get out. Did you ever go around there like that?
You know, I have. You know what I have found, though, and this is interesting. I think that because I have complimented downtown Marion for the great Christmas show they put on, but if you and I know there's nothing negative going on here, but if but I'll tell you, if you say anything even remotely not positive about downtown Marion, there are certain people that get very, very hot under the collar, and
well,
I don't know.
Certain people is, it's a fact. If they want to make an argument over it, get in a vehicle and just go around there and see what we're talking about. It isn't going to be that bad. And I always admire the way when that is a right driving a vehicle. That is, got it backwards. That's a privilege driving a vehicle, not a right. So in some of these accidents and stuff, that. They say, well, this guy or this person, they slammed into this person, that. Well, that's right. But you, as a owner, as a driver, you ought to be on the lookout, and you got to watch all that kind of stuff. The potential thing, oh, this car's coming bad speed at my right. I don't think it's going to stop. And you just apply your brakes. You got the green light, but you're bullheaded. You're going to go right through the whammo. That's what it is. But the privilege part of driving, that takes care of everything in a nutshell. That's the way the law reads. That you must have control of your vehicle at all times. So the driver of the vehicle going up there to Cleveland, they did because you went up there and back. So I was going to praise them for driving up and back. Maybe you had a different driver since you went in the TT, Tequila, Taco and Tequila.
Tequila and Taco. Yes. And you know something? The kids were just great in that matter because...
Oh, did somebody have children or something?
Well, they're not my kids, but the younger...
You know,
I should make it clear because, you know, I not that anybody's implied anything, but I should make it clear because, you know, you got to do that. You got to get out in front of these things before rumors get started.
Kids. So who are you referring to?
No. I'm just saying that Matt and Carrington, you know, they, you know, it's a funny thing. I would not even say that they were. you know, it's funny. I wouldn't call them. I don't think they're friends with each other. It's not like they hang out or anything.
Oh, I'm not saying nothing about that. I'm talking about your language you use. Your kids was in the back.
Oh, I know. Well, they're not my kids. No. As far as I know, I don't have any kids. But I'm just saying.
I've heard that statement before. That's
Yeah. Well, as far as I know, you know. But I'm saying.
I'm gonna have to get off here and leave you alone.
But, no. I'm just saying. Matt and Carrington are two completely different people. They really. We all get along fine, but you know they're not. There's nothing. A lot of people have thought that there are things going on between them, and I can honestly vouch that there isn't. I don't think I'm that naive in the matter.
Oh, that would be fine if there wasn't.
They'll be fine.
They're a good. Co-host or whatever you want to call, and the money they make there on that show and stuff, singing and going on all these trips and stuff and everything, it must take a lot of money to be in their position as young people, working theirself, double jobs or triple jobs, because you're on the TV show, the radio show, and their workplace. So you are all a family there, per se, that you all have trio jobs, you know.
Yeah, and then they're loaded, you know. They've got the dough.
Oh, well, you like that because your pockets are deep pockets. So, did everybody go Dutch? They called it. I don't know, that was used to be a topic on your show. Do you think the man or the woman? And I was just going to see what kind of income out of old history.
See, I'll answer that one straight out. One person paid for the dinner. Now, I'm not going to say who it was because you know. You don't want to give any. You don't want to. Maybe somebody would like to be modest. I don't know. But one person paid for the dinner. I'll say that.
Oh, great! And it wasn't a huge amount, but in those places, tacos can be $3 or $4 a piece, and the drink could be up there too. You know.
Well, you know what? I'll give you a little insight. I honestly know Matt had a taco salad. I know Sean had hard tacos and fries. I had soft tacos and some fries, but I do not know what Carrington had. I can see it because I was sitting next to her. I don't know what.
Oh, my goodness, you slipped in the judge. Judge just caught up.
No, what happened? Was I under oath? Did I say something?
Yeah, the judge heard that, and the jury heard that, so that could be incriminating evidence. I'll let you slide by that.
No, yes, that is right. I gave you the seating arrangement there at the restaurant. But
I'm pretty slick too, son. I'm just an old high school graduate and just run an old train up and down the track for a living and stuff like that. But and you know what? Old age is creeping up on me. I'm blabbing too much and get off of here. But the hot chocolate at the fruitcake show, it isn't going to be hot. The temperature is going to be down, and you might as well just get a quart of milk and just stick it in your, or just like the other caller, you can stop and get your own because it ain't going to stay hot very long. Now, going back to Charlie Evers with the groundhog thing, they did have a little planning committee had something good about that. They did ask, or the Boy Scout or Cub Scouts contributed their time and ability, and the Spam sandwiches was delicious, and the hot chocolate was hot, and we had some, like, 2 or 3 inches of snow and wind blowing, because I went up to those things up WMRN when they was up there, and up there north of Marion, it's a little windy up in that area, but the hot chocolate was hot, but I don't know about here. I think I had a good thing if you... A lot of people take their own bottled water and stuff like that to drink, and that's what it is, you know. But I'm not getting into that. But if I don't see you anymore and talk to you anymore, if everything works out fine, I'll be up there ready to throw that fruitcake.
At the fruitcake. Well, look forward to it. Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome, Scott. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open. If you have anything that's on your mind this morning, 740-751-4038. You know, it was a busy weekends are fun, but they are busy. And that's just the way it goes during the holiday season, I guess. I think everybody's busy this time of year.
Again, you can send us a Christmas card. I don't remember if I've said that this hour. You can send us a Christmas card, WGH Talk, 685 Delaware Avenue, Marion, Ohio, 43302, Suite 110A. Make sure you put your return address on the card, and we will read it on the air and hang it in the studio and get you a card back before the holiday season is over. Fruitcake toss on Thursday, Christmas party next Tuesday. Again, want to thank the people in Caledonia for having us at Christmas in the Village. Oh, geez, what else do we got going on here? Well, I think we've done it. Again, I'm not sure. This is on my brain this morning that I have not done any shopping because that could turn into a terrible thing. We don't know about the hot chocolate on Thursday. If it shows up, if it shows up. If it doesn't, it doesn't. You just got to get lax about these things at some point. We've got so much going on Fruitcake Toss Night. Between the Buckeyes and the plaques and the presentation for Mayor Kellogg and the singing and the big event that it's going to be, we'll just have to, you know, whatever happens with the hot chocolate at this point. You know, it was interesting that we all did ride together up there. When you're in the car with a long time with the people, you have a little bonding experience with them because you're confined. You have to talk to each other. Something has to happen. So that was an interesting experience. Positive. Very, very positive experience. And I'm going to have to ask Carrington, maybe I'll ask her Friday when she's on the air, what in the world she ate that night. I cannot remember what in the world she ate. I was sitting right there, and I cannot remember what she ate. It was some kind of, it reminded me of like refried beans and some kind of lettuce, but I don't know what it was. I know she ate a lot of chips. Let me tell you, she likes to eat. Nothing wrong with that, but she likes to eat. And, you know, when it comes to Schertzer Park, and again, I don't want to tell people how to do their job, but the sign probably should have faced Church Street. That might have been a little better if the sign had faced Church Street. I think that would have turned out a little better. All right. Again, phone lines are open. About 10 minutes left in the broadcast today, 740-751-4038. Big vote tonight at City Council. That's really the news of the day. A lot of big votes. Votes on raises for city council. Votes on pay raises for the mayor and the law director and the auditor. A vote of no confidence in the auditor. Paying fines. I don't know. It's going to be an interesting night, to say the least. And I will be there, Johnny on the spot, and back here tomorrow morning, hopefully reporting on it. Go ahead, caller.
I disagree with you, Scott. We've had a lot of debates over this sign thing. Not this one, but a lot of things. This America on Prospect Street, it's a one-way street. And you put it on Church Street, that's a one-way street. Put it out there on the two-way street, maybe partial of that. But one good thing about that little area in there, they have designated that and put signs up. A lot of people don't realize the danger part of the diagonal parking and coming in different angles or something. But it also, I think, is a 25-mile-an-hour, so they're slowed down, and they could take a better look at the sign. But they're not going to read it from the car, from the road. That's the thing. They should have had a big smiling face of Jack Kellogg and Mayor Schertzer for their years of service, evenly, the years they got, and maybe shaking hands. I don't think it'll be a long time, maybe before two mayors side by side in the race comes the finish line with the same outcome. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The phone lines are open. You know, my thing about it is that you have to kind of pull around to the alley side to see that it is named Schertzer Park. Now, I don't think that anybody would be able to read all the wording on it driving by, but at least they could see the sign that said Schertzer Park so they know what park it is. I don't even remember if there was a sign there that said Founders Park, to be honest with you. Was there a sign there that said Founders Park? I don't remember it. There could have been one. that just tells you how well it was placed, if there was one, that that I don't remember it. But again, 740-751-4038, about 8 minutes left in the broadcast. Give me a buzz. Would love to hear from you. Tis the season. The holidays are upon us. 740-751-4038. And like I said, I'm a little nervous. The last 2 years, I've done the fruitcake toss, and I don't know if it's because I have to talk loud out there when we're doing the fruitcake toss or because the weather's cold. I don't know what it is, but I have lost my voice or worn out my voice the last 2 years that I have done this. So let's hope that that doesn't happen again this year. I know I could not even speak the day after last year, and I had to take that day off of air because my voice was shot. And the year before, I think I came in, but then I had to take off Monday because my voice was gone all weekend. So I need to relax the voice a little this week and get ready for Thursday night. Okay, did I hit everything here this morning that I wanted to hit? 740-751-4038. The phone lines are open, and we would love to hear from you. Oh, there was something else on here that I did not get a chance to mention that I did want to mention. I believe it was Friday. I'm, you know, as you get older, the mind starts to go a little bit. But I believe that Friday was Natalie's birthday. Natalie, the granddaughter of Jeannie Evers, the daughter of Angie Evers. I believe it was her birthday. I believe 17 this year. She's a good kid, participates a lot in church and school, and does things at the fair, and just a good, good kid who I've known since she was very, very young. And just wanted to say happy birthday to Natalie. Hope she had a great, what I believe, 17th. I hope I'm right on that. A great 17th birthday with family and friends and so on and so forth. And you know something? I've always believed this. You get good kids by having good parents. And without question, Natalie has had a good mother. I can speak to that. I don't know her father that well, but her mother, Angie, good mother, no doubts in my mind, and I saw it firsthand for quite some time, up close. So happy birthday to Natalie. And, of course, Angie has a good mother, Jeannie, so it seems to run in the family. So hope the birthday went well and hope everything was good. And, you know, it's interesting that this would come up because I was going through Christmas decorations the other day, and I posted this picture on social media the other day. I found that, well, I'll get back to this in a second. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Scott, I forgot one thing. Since the deadline is tomorrow for participants in the fruitcake toss, the rules and regulation, I know they've been discussed a little bit, and there was a caller this morning saying about, you know, different things. But my question about the fruitcake toss, are we going to have some kind of ruling? Is the fruitcake measured at the forward motion where it hits the ground, pavement, whatever the gravity takes it down to, and or is it where it ends up at a dead standstill?
Forward motion.
Forward motion. So that's where the question isn't. We know when it leaves our hands, it's in a forward motion, hopefully, but is it considered measurable at the place it hits or the place it forward motion on the ground if it slides 100 feet?
Wherever it stops.
Okay, good thing.
Yep.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
Yep, wherever it stops, that's where we measure the fruitcake. Now, the fruitcake is not going to roll all that far, but wherever it stops rolling, that's where we measure it. So that's how that all goes. But what I did want to say there, over the weekend, I was going through some Christmas decorations that I had not put up yet. I figure I better get them up with only 15, 16, 17 days left till Christmas. And years ago, a couple years ago, I said I wanted a train. You know, remember when people used to have trains that went under their Christmas trees? I wanted a train. And here's what I remember about this story. I think Angie happened to overhear that I wanted a train. And I like the Grinch. I've always collected things that were the Grinch. And I believe it must have been maybe the following year. I believe it was the following year. Angie gave me a gift at the beginning of the Christmas season. I think around Thanksgiving, a matter of fact. It was a train, and it was a Grinch train. And I had never seen anything like that. And I thought that was the most thoughtful gift, one of the most thoughtful gifts that I had ever gotten as an adult. So the Grinch train is up, and I think that was very thoughtful a few years ago to get that train, which I still have and still put out every year. So, you know, that was very nice of Angie. And as I said, thinking of Natalie's birthday, Natalie's a great kid, and great kids are made by great parents. So I give a lot of credit to Angie, and I certainly give a lot of credit to Jeannie, because that's where it came from with Angie. So there we go. Happy birthday. I feel like Willard Scott all of a sudden. Happy birthday. I'm turning into the happy birthday show.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'm really busy this morning because my got a busy week right after I hang up here around the place. But did you ever get that thing that you was going to get to the magazine from the company that was awarding you for years of service? And was that a radio or was that a green Studebaker?
You know, it was a green Studebaker, but it was a radio. You know, I have not ordered that yet, and I think I still have time.
Well, I thought you went over the limitations. You said you had to do that about 2 weeks ago, or it was canceled out.
You know, I thought that, but they sent me a letter saying, why haven't you ordered this, basically? Why haven't you taken advantage of this prize?
Yeah, okay, Scott. Over and out, buddy.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, we're down to the final minute. 740-751-4038. Holy moly, fruitcake toss coming up on Thursday. All kinds of stuff going on, 7 p.m. It's going to be big Chestnuts, Buckeyes, whoop-de-doos, plaques for the mayor, Jack Kellogg. Hey, who needs a sign anyway? Jack Kellogg will get the Upper Crust Society Award presented by Bob Welsh. We'll be presenting a plaque to the winner of the fruitcake toss, 4 tickets to the Columbus Zoo, and a plaque to the winner of the WGH staff who throws it the farthest. Farthest or furthest? However it goes. It's going to be a week. You're not going to want to miss that. I'll be at City Council tonight. Holy mackerel. And I've got interviews lined. Well, I don't want to say who with, but I've got quite a few interviews lined up tonight that you're not going to want to miss tomorrow morning after whatever happens tonight happens. Pay raises, no confidence votes in the auditor. Holy see, I need some hot chocolate at this point Thursday night just to keep on keeping on. For this day, make it a great one. Scott Spears.
Your place for
the
holiday fun. For the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, reading, Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus.
We're going to start a new tradition here, okay, because one of the famous letters of all time that was ever written at any holiday was, Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. Little Virginia O'Hanlon, in 1897, wrote this to the New York Sun. And who better to read this than the man with the golden voice? Here's the letter.
Here we go. It says, I'm 8 years old, and some of my little friends say there is